Grace and peace to you this morning from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've said this many times, not in sermons. Easter is more than one day in the life of the church. The fact of the resurrection is of such great importance. We would be well justified celebrating Easter every Sunday as sort of a little Easter. Without a bodily resurrection, we would be left with nothing. But with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have it all. What but a dramatic resurrection could have so changed the disciples? We read Acts 5 earlier, and you probably noticed that the disciples were out performing miracles and wonders among the people and healing them. More and more people came to believe in the Lord as a result of that. That led to the apostles being arrested and put in the public jail. But when God decides to do something, He will have His way. And during the night, an angel of the Lord came and opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. So then at daybreak, the disciples entered the temple courts, and they did what an angel had told them to do. He had said, go stand in the temple courts and tell the people the full message of this new life. And that's what they did. Now the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders at Israel, had sent to the jail for the apostles to be brought to them and give an account of what they thought they were doing. The apostles were not at the jail. Instead, they were standing in the temple courts teaching the people about Jesus. And the Sanhedrin were not pleased, to say the least. And the captain, the temple guard, went with his officers and brought the apostles to appear before the Sanhedrin. The high priest said to them, we gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. And Peter and the other apostles replied that they had to obey God rather than men. They said, quote, the God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who God has given to those who obey him. The Sanhedrin were furious after hearing this. And there is little doubt that they would have initiated action to have the apostles crucified also. But a teacher of the law named Gamaliel, well respected by the Sanhedrin, persuaded them not to do that. They did have the apostles flogged, which is a terrible punishment. Whips with little pieces of metal that gouge out the flesh. And then they ordered them to not speak in the name of Jesus again, and finally let them go. Why is it that some people cannot accept the testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, there are many reasons. In today's account from the scriptures, pretty understandable. The leaders of the Jewish elders felt threatened. Jesus was not the kind of Savior they were looking for, dying on a cross to save people from their sins. Today, the reasons are a little different. Many people value their complete independence and don't want God involved in their life. And they certainly don't want to hear anything about Jesus' call for us to repent of our sins. And there are others, and I've met a number of them, who are confused by worldly teachings that are critical of the Holy Scriptures, but have no basis in fact. And then there are those people, and I have some feelings for them. That's still not an excuse, but there are those people who wonder, why does a good God allow people to suffer? And when God does not behave according to their sinful expectations, they decide they will just go on in their lives without God. And the result of that is, of course, that they miss out on the greatest gifts God has to offer us, forgiveness of our sins and eternal life in heaven with Him. Just as Scripture tells of the real death of Jesus on our behalf, so the apostolic witness is clear. Jesus bodily rose from the dead. That fact supersedes everything. There is no way that all 12 of Jesus' disciples would have been willing to die for a lie. And in our gospel reading today, another reading, we hear the testimony of one disciple, the one of the 12 that was not martyred because of his Christian faith. That doesn't mean he had it easy. He was a disciple to whom Jesus was particularly close. The Apostle John had been exiled to the island of Patmos because of his testimony about Jesus. And Patmos is a rocky outcropping about 15 miles in circumference off of the coast of Greece. And John received a vision and was told by Jesus to write down what he saw in a book. Well, it was really something, wasn't it? John states that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard a loud voice behind him. He turned around, and what did he see? I'm going to read this because I can't possibly memorize it. He saw one like the Son of Man who is clothed with a long robe and a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were as white as snow. His eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze. His voice was like the roar of many waters. His mouth held a two-edged sword, and his face was like the shining sun. This was the risen and ascended Jesus in all of his glory, standing before the Apostle John and really dressed for the occasion. Well, if this had happened to you, how would you have reacted? I think I would have reacted just as John reacted. He fell at his feet as though he were dead. But John says that then Jesus laid his right hand on him and said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades." The What are these keys Jesus is talking about? Well, a huge majority of theologians believe that these keys really are His Word. The sharp two-edged sword that John saw in our Lord's mouth probably stands for the law and the gospel. But the main point is, Jesus is alive to give us what we need more than anything, a cleansing of our sins by the washing of His Word. He is alive to strengthen us through the power of that Word. That's what so many people sitting at home who don't think they need to go to church miss, the ministry of the Lord through the power of His Word. We all need it, even believers in Christ. Jesus is alive to make us a kingdom of priests to His God and Father, so that forgiven and restored, we can serve Him. Yes, we die a real death. Jesus also died. He rose from the dead and is truly alive forevermore. He said, because I live, you shall live also. And because He will live forevermore, we shall be alive forevermore. Last week we touched on some of the important evidences of the resurrection of Jesus. I think most of you were here. Virtually everyone agrees that the tomb was empty. The lives of the disciples were totally transformed. Jesus even predicted His death and resurrection ahead of time. And He showed that He had power over death by raising others from the dead. We add another evidence of the resurrection today, and that is the continued existence of the Christian church. For from the very beginning, believers of Jesus Christ have been put in prison, threatened, put to death. That is still true today. Do you know that more Christians died for the faith in the 20th century than the other 19 centuries combined? Isn't that something? The enemies of Jesus think they can silence the church by killing the believers. We had a good example of that, didn't we, in the past week? People worshiping the risen Lord in Sri Lanka. Hundreds killed and wounded. Hotels attacked in the area also. It's a wonder anybody goes to church in countries like that. Where do men and women get such boldness that they can stand up for Jesus in the face of such threats? They get it from God. They get it from the one who said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We who have received great assurance that we will be alive forevermore have a great responsibility to share the account of what Jesus has done with others. The gift of eternal life through Jesus can make a huge difference in the life of a person today and then in where they will spend eternity. We may receive disapproval of some people. We may be persecuted in some ways. We may even lose our lives for the sake of the gospel. But the reward will be great. Remember this when we leave these grounds this day, that we are going out into the mission field and we have been called to be witnesses to the resurrected Jesus. In His name, amen.